So I'll keep it simple and to the point today, since I'm on duty today and didn't expect to do Mass, but Father Daniel asked me at the last minute. So my children, my brothers and sisters, today in the book of Revelation, you have heard that the Lord gives St. John a vision. Take the scroll, the word of God, and eat it. Consume it. Let it become a part of your life and my life. And at first, it tastes sour, but then it becomes sweetened as it continues to develop its taste. So when we read the scripture, when we read the Bible, when we read the sacred words of God, at times it will taste sour in the beginning because it challenges us to change our lives, right? Oftentimes, nowadays, we want everything to be sweet, to be nice, to be good. If we eat sweet all the time, my children, what happened? We become diabetic. We have high blood pressure. And I don't know about you, I'm in the military, meaning I gain weight. And I cannot run anymore, right? So if we want sweet all the time, then we can never be challenged to grow and taste the other flavors that are out there. And that's why when you and I go and eat like McDonald's, Burger King's, Wendy's, or Jack in the Box, or any of these regular fast food restaurants, they all taste the same. Blah. Right? But the Word of God, the things that really taste good and give life, take hours to develop. Right? Your mom, your grandma, your loved one, especially with Thanksgiving coming up, it takes hours to cook those meals because it's not just something that to fill your tummy or my tummy, but they are expression of love. The Word of God is the same thing too. If you and I only want the Word of God to make us feel good, then we're going to turn to the fast food version that make us feel our tummy for the moment, but not nourishing our soul. The Word of God takes time for you and I to consume, to reflect, to develop, and then it becomes sweetened. Because we find hope, we find strength, we find joy in Him. Which leads me toward the gospel reading today from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Jesus said that my house shall be a house of prayer. Prayer is important, my children, because you're going to a Catholic school. You're not going to some prestige private school that make you feel like you're better than everyone else. Going to a Catholic school, meaning that this school needs to teach you how to be prayerful people, prayerer, people who pray. Not only for yourself, not only for myself, but for the greater good of the world. You get a chance to go to Mass today. You and I get a chance to offer Mass when many people around the world don't have the same luxury today. So when we come to Mass, are we making ourselves prayerful people, or are we zoning out? Are we allowing the Word of God to change us deep from within, or do we come with bitter resentment? My children, my brothers and sisters, we have this opportunity to change our life, consume the Word of God, and let the Word of God sweeten our lives. Many of you ask me, Father, why do you have to wear your cap this morning? Because I'm on duty, I'm in my uniform. Meaning that when I'm outside, when I do not have anything that cover my head, my patrol cap need to cover me, right? That's the rule. So, however, as a priest and as a chaplain in the military, I have two choices of whether either wearing my rank or to wear the cross. So on my patrol cap, you will see the cross on top of my patrol cap. And then, of course, underneath my owl, on the side of my chest, where the heart is, I also wear a cross on top. To show me that I am a chaplain, but much more than that, to show me that the cross of the Lord need to guide my heart and take control of my life. And He is the one who cover my head, my everything, not just my rank. It's important that you and I remember this, my children, that the cross need to guide our heart, our life, and cover our everything, so that we know what it means to lay down our life and to love, instead of only using power or using anything else for our own good. The greatest good that we know is the good of knowing Jesus, loving Him, and sharing His love to others.